Let's talk about Gaza. The Guardian is reporting this morning that the bomb used in Monday's attack on a cafe that left at least 30 people dead was a 500-pound bomb and could be classified as a war crime, according to experts. Meanwhile, Hamas are said to be considering proposals for a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza, while US President Donald Trump has claimed Israel has accepted terms for a ceasefire. And according to the AFP news agency, 12 people have been killed in an Israeli strike on a tent in Al-Masawi this morning. Jason Burke is international security correspondent of The Guardian and has that story. Jason Burke, good morning. Thanks for taking our call this morning. Tell us about what your newspaper has discovered about this attack, this Israeli attack on a cafe in Gaza earlier this week.
I was reporting the attack as it happened. I'm in Jerusalem at the moment, and I had our Gaza-based reporter go to the site of the attack and find any fragments that were left over from that. We've done that a few times because it can be a useful way of establishing what munitions were dropped and who dropped them. And on this occasion, she got quite a lot of useful fragments that I then showed to ordnance experts, very experienced people who've worked with this kind of material for many years. And all those I spoke to said that it was pretty clear that that was a 500-pound bomb, US made and supplied to the Israeli Defense Forces, who used them consistently. The 500-pound bomb is a kind of standard munition that is dropped from planes on a battlefield against conventional targets. I mean, it's a powerful thing. It's not as big as some of them that they have, the 1,000-pound or 2,000-pound bombs. But it's obviously a massive weapon to use in an urban environment with lots of civilians around. And particularly my interest was in why the Israelis had chosen to use that weapon on a crowded cafe full of people they could see were civilians, to presumably kill a high-value target rather than use something much more precise that they've done in the past.
Yeah, they say, or you're reporting, that an Israeli Defense Forces spokesperson said the attack on the cafe was under review and that prior to the strike, steps were taken to mitigate the risk of harming civilians using aerial surveillance. If they'd used aerial surveillance, they would have seen the cafe was packed, wouldn't they?
That is exactly why I think it's a very important case. I mean, there have been lots of cases, obviously, of civilian casualties. Now, it's also very important in law. I mean, you referred to the possibility of there being a war crime. It's quite actually hard to reach the bar of a war crime. For it to be a war crime, it would have to be that the Israelis were deliberately trying to kill civilians. In the customary law and the Geneva Conventions, there is a provision for a military to use force to eliminate a target, whatever that target might be, to gain military advantage if it is significant military advantage, and if they've taken all feasible precautions to reduce civilian casualties. If they've done all of that and it's a high-value target and some civilians are killed in what is considered a proportionate number to the value of the target, then that is considered lawful under the Geneva Conventions. This, pretty clear to me, that those proportions were not taken, in fact, possibly the opposite, and that it would be a breach of the Geneva Conventions and therefore unlawful. Whether it's a war crime or not is still to be determined.
Al Jazeera is reporting this morning that Israel has killed more than 300 people in Gaza in 48 hours as possible truce is in the balance. What's your understanding of the likelihood of a ceasefire or of Hamas agreeing to one?
It's always very difficult to tell with these things because there's a lot of messaging, public diplomacy that may or may not be accurate or a fair reflection of what's going on behind closed doors. But it feels to me, after having covered this conflict since the beginning, that we're likely to have another ceasefire. I very much hope so. I mean, the various factors that you need to have in place are sort of there. from the Israeli perspective, there's a sense here that it needs to be wrapped up soon. There's a very big public demand for the Israeli hostages to be returned, those of them who are still there, the 50 who are still there. The international pressure on Israel and outrage is having some effect, although a minimal one, to be absolutely honest. And the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is in a position politically where he can probably afford to lose the support of the far right in his coalition government and stay in power.
Jason Burke at The Guardian, thank you very much for speaking with us today. 8:31, Brian Jennings has the latest news.